This is Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life. I'm Dave Cover. I want to help you with Christian meditation and experience God's presence through biblically guided imagination, where you can draw near to God and get the stress and anxiety out of your mind, out of your heart, and out of your body, so you can live a bigger life. If your podcast app is set to skip silent sections, disable that in your app settings for this podcast. To begin, lie flat on your back or sit comfortably in a chair. Uncross your legs and arms. And if you can, close your eyes so that you can better see with the eyes of your heart, envisioning unseen biblical realities. And begin to take in deep, slow breaths in through your nose, sending the air deep into your belly. Maybe using your stomach muscles to make your belly rise with each intake of breath. Slow, deep breath into your belly. Just get a rhythm of breathing going. Slow, calm, deep breath. And each time you exhale, let your out-breath be a little longer than your in-breath. And each time you exhale, focus your mind on feeling the sensation of your body relaxing. Imagine your muscles all throughout your body softening with each exhale. Breathing in slowly through your nose. And slowly exhaling, feeling your body relax. A little more with each out-breath. Almost as if you're breathing relaxation into your body with each out-breath. Focus on feeling the sensation of relaxing tense muscles all throughout your body. As you get used to using this podcast for meditation, even when you just hear the introduction, you can start doing this. You can start focusing on feeling your body and breathing in slowly through your nose, and then feeling your body relax a little more with each exhale. There's always tension somewhere in your body that you can relax a little more with each out-breath. Maybe it's in your back, and you focus on releasing the tension in your back, letting the muscles in your back soften, letting go of tightness. Or maybe it's in your abdomen, your gut muscles. A lot of times we hold a kind of visceral anxiety in our stomach muscles. And if you focus your awareness there, you can release that tension, softening those muscles, letting go of self-protective guarding. Or maybe your shoulders. Just becoming aware of any tightness in your shoulders and let that release. Let your shoulders drop. And now moving that relaxation down your arms. And letting your arms feel heavy. Letting go. Your hands, your fingers, your thumbs. And just bring your mind's awareness to feeling both your arms at the same time, lying there, letting go. relaxed. And now your neck, muscles around your neck often get tight. Without even knowing it, without realizing it, see if you can realize it now and let that go. Up the back of your head, those muscles behind your head, any tightness there, let it release. Your scalp, same thing, just letting go of any tension. Letting your scalp lie there, released. Now down your forehead. And around your eyes and behind your eyes. A lot of times we hold tightness and tension around our eyes. You can tell when somebody's feeling stressed by looking at their eyes. There's a tightness there, a squeezing of those muscles around the eyes. See if you can let those muscles release. Now your cheeks, your face. Letting your face drop. Letting go of any expression you might be trying to hold up. Just let it go. You don't have to present a face to the world right now. Let your jaw drop. Let your tongue just lie there. Your tongue is one big muscle going all the way deep into your throat. See if you can release it. Now bring your awareness down to your hips. Sometimes we have a tightness, a kind of guarding. Self-protective guarding around our hips. See if you can release that. Your pelvic muscles. Your buttocks muscles. And now moving that relaxation down into your thighs. Your calves, your knees. Your ankles, your feet, toes. Any tightness in your legs, see if you can let it release. And let your legs feel heavy, falling toward the earth. Releasing any tension, any tightness. Letting your legs feel completely limp. Take in a deep breath in through your nose and breathe out a sense of feeling relaxation now in your entire body, focusing your mind on feeling your body and feeling the sensation of your body letting go, falling toward the ground, your whole body becoming heavier, head, feet, arms, legs. And imagine, envision, the cells in your body being like a waterfall, falling like water toward the ground, completely letting go. This is imagination, but try to imagine it. Try to envision that image. And imagine every cell, every muscle, every organ, in your body letting go and falling like water. Your whole body able to let itself relax, letting go of any self-protective guarding in your body. Your body is completely supported by the surface you're on, so you can let go of every muscle, every cell. Imagine and feel everywhere in your body falling a little more with each exhale. And focus on feeling the sensation of your body easing muscles softening and falling toward the ground, completely letting go of holding yourself up, letting go of all self-protective guarding, bring your mind's awareness to feeling the sensation of that all throughout your body. Breathing in through your nose and exhaling and feeling your body fall a little more into relaxation. John Mark Comer, in his book, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, says, quote, "In the chronic problem of human beings' felt experience of distance from God, God isn't usually the culprit. Our awareness of God is the problem. So many people live without a sense of God's presence throughout the day. But could it be that we're the ones who are absent, not God? We sit around sucked into our phones, or TV, or to-do lists, oblivious to the God who is around us, with us, in us, even more desirous than we are for relationship," unquote. It's an issue of perception for us. Our perception is always selective. Whenever we look at something, what we see is surrounded by lots of other things to which we are not paying attention. They become the background. The same thing goes for all of our senses. There are almost always more sounds around us than those we are aware of. But when our friend is talking, we choose to listen to our friend, or maybe listening to the birds singing, or while the drone of the lawnmower and the dog barking up the street slips from our awareness and becomes part of the background. Our perception of anything is always divided into focus and background. We never pay attention equally to everything that we can perceive. It's kind of like if you've seen that picture where you're either looking at a vase or on the edges you're looking at two faces facing each other. And you have to, in some sense, pick which one you're going to look at. One becomes foreground and the other becomes background. So the question is it a white vase on a black background, or two black faces looking at each other on a white background? Well, our selective perception decides which we're seeing at any given moment. Whether or not something is in the foreground of our attention or the background is determined by our awareness of it, and our awareness is determined by the meaning that we give it. So throughout the day, we selectively put our focus on different things that we think have meaning more than other things that become background. And I think it's true that the reason why God is often in the distant background is because we're not focusing on the meaningfulness of being aware and putting Him in the foreground in our attention. Focusing our attention on His presence. We've been meditating on Psalm 139 in past episodes, where David is amazed at God's infinite attention, intimately aware of all of the things that he's thinking, saying, doing, that God is involved infinitely, present with him at every moment. And that God created him, knitted him together in his mother's womb, and that he is fearfully and wonderfully made, specifically, intricately by God. And so we come to verse 17 in Psalm 139, where David says, "How precious to me are your thoughts, O God." Now, if you look in your marginal notes, your notes in the NIV, at least, where it says, the translators say, this could have also been translated, "How amazing are your thoughts concerning me." Well, they chose to go with, "How precious to me are your thoughts, O God." But it could be, "How amazing are your thoughts concerning me." Either way, it's the same meaning. David is overwhelmed after everything he's been saying in Psalm 139. He's overwhelmed with the thoughts that God constantly has of him. God is aware of everything, intimately aware. God is intricately involved. God is intentionally involved in everything in his life. So how precious to me, how amazing are your thoughts concerning me, O God. And then he says, how vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. This is imagery. This is poetry. So much of the Bible gives us imagination more than information. This is giving us imagination. God's Spirit is giving you through his word, through this Psalm of David, something to imagine, something to envision. When you're perceiving, when you're trying to understand and experience God's presence in your life, God's presence in your body, God's presence with you in every moment. But it's not just God's presence, it's this, well, his thoughts about you are so constant, so infinite, that David gives us an image. It's, how vast is the sum of them? Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. So imagine, right now, the grains of sand all throughout the world, the deserts of the world, the Sahara Desert in Africa comes to mind, or maybe the beaches of every beach coastline in the country or in the world. All the grains of sand, each grain of sand in every desert, every beach in the world. He says God's thoughts concerning David outnumber the grains of sand. How vast is the sum of them? So imagine this right now. The anxiety in your life because you're not sure God's in charge. The stress in your life because you're not sure how something's going to work out. The conflicts in your life because you're afraid that somebody's going to keep something important to you from happening. Our insecurities. We feel threatened. We feel anxious. This happens to all of us because in some sense, we're not imagining the right image. We're not imagining God so involved in every detail of our lives that every thought he has, every plan he has, outnumbers the grains of sand. Every intention God has for you, every plan God has for you, every good, steadfast love, thought that God has toward you, outnumbers the grains of sand. Feel that image into your body right now. The God who created this universe is infinitely 100% focused on you without being any less focused anywhere else because he's infinite. He's the I Am. He is always present, and he inhabits eternity, and he is the author of all life, and he is the source of all that exists, and his thoughts toward you, David says, God is telling us here in Psalm 139, his thoughts toward you are so vast, were you to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. Feel that image into your body right now. You are in the thoughts of God. God is aware of everything in your life. God is present in every cell in your body. That's why David says in verse 6, "Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain." So he gives an image. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. Feel that image into your body right now, letting your muscles soften with that assurance, letting tension release with the comfort of God's infinite care, infinite love, intricate involvement in every detail in your life. Breathing in through your nose. And as you exhale, feel that image and let it release self-protective guarding because of insecurities, because you've been imagining a false image. You're not alone. It's not all up to you. You don't have to have all the right plans and all the right things to do. God's thoughts toward you, God's involvement in your life, God's presence with you. How precious are your thoughts, O God. How amazing are your thoughts toward me, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. How amazing are your thoughts concerning me, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. Imagine that. Envision that. And feel that into your body. How amazing are your thoughts concerning me, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand.
Thanks for listening to Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life. If you found this podcast helpful, please give us a rating in your podcast app so others can find it more easily. And consider sharing this episode with a friend. Our audio engineer is Diego Huaman. Look for a new episode each Tuesday and Thursday morning.